Chaver, when you have Parshas Truma, you talk about all the Kalim in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. The epitome was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The pinnacle was the Holy of Holies and the Hail Ga'aron. The Aron, which one person one day a year would see, Kain Gadol on Yom Kippurim, Mari Kain. And that Aron, we know, Pesukim tell us in Perchafei, Pasuk Yud, and Yud Aleph, that it had atze shitim, it had wood, but that wood was in the middle, and that wood box was surrounded by what? Gold. So the very outside of the Aron, what you saw was gold. If you opened up the Aron, what you saw inside was gold, but in the, between the two layers of gold was wood. Atze shitim. And seemingly that's the pnimius. And the obvious question we have to try to understand is, it's beautiful. Gold is spitz. Gold is like what's known. Zav is beautiful. Zav is something that represents chashiva. So we want the Aron to be gold to show the chashivas of the Aron. The chashivas of Torah that the Aron represents, that the Aron held. Hanachamadim mizav umipazraz. Mesukim midvash. That's even more precious than the gold. So it has to be held by something very precious. So why be wood in the middle? What's the ateshitim doing there, which seems to be some pneumistic in the middle? Something essential. So I always felt it represented growth. You know, wood is something that grows. Gold is set. And then in our Torah, which the Aron represents, we always have to be in a state of growth. We always have to be growing. And that's definitely true. But I was reminded this year of a Torah that I saw years ago, brought down from Rav Shur and from others, that goes even a step deeper. There's a Medrash Tanchuma, actually by the Mizbeach, but speaking about the Atze Shitim, these Atze Shitim, this wood, Yavo Atze Shitim V'chapru Al Shtus. The Shitim is a play on Shtus. That the Atze Shitim, which is the essence, will bring atonement on our Shtus. What is Shtus? Is there an English word for Shtus? It's Shtus. Foolish activity. And the Gemara in Sota says, Ein Adam Oiver Avera Elim Keinichnas Bo Ruach Shtus. A person doesn't do an Avera unless Ruach Shtus enters into you. Meaning every Avera is Shtus. Because every Avera is foolishness. If you really were emistic, you really were truthful, how could you ever do an Avera? You would ever do something against the Ribbono Shel Olam? The whole long shiur tonight we gave about everything we have is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything that we have is from him. And you'd ever do anything to disappoint him? You'd ever do anything that he wouldn't like, that wouldn't bring him Nachas Ruach? You'd ever do such a thing? Clearly, yes, we do, because we have taivas and because we fall prey to the Yetzer Hara and whatever it might be, but it was a moment of shtus, of foolishness, I'm not thinking. It makes no sense, it's not logical. When you're in a good place and you think about those averas that we've fallen, it's not logical, it's ruach shtus. So the Medrash Chumah says, Yavo atze shitim, these atze shitim, bichapru a ruach shtus, on that shtus. And that's the atze shitim in the middle. Surrounded by gold, but in the middle of the Aron, there needs to be the Atze Shitim, because that reminds you of the Avodah of the Aron. And if the Aron held the Torah, it's telling you, that's what the Torah does for us. It's reminding, Eitz Chayim Hi. Eitz, the Atze Shitim, Eitz Chayim Hi. Barasi Yetzer, Barasi Yetzer Tavla, meaning what? We fall prey to Shtus, and if we recognize in a moment of clarity it's Shtus, so I want to do away with the Shtus. How am I going to do away with the Shtus? Through Torah, through a dedication through Torah, through learning Torah, through being one with Torah, through living Torah. Without Torah, my life becomes Shtus. Torah gives me clarity, Torah gives me objectivity. Without that, I fall prey to foolishness, because I fall prey to subjective behaviors. And at any given moment, I might think that something is all right. It makes sense, just like the world is full of sheker, and we speak about this all the time, because it doesn't have Torah. So if it doesn't have Torah, it's left to your own mindset at any given moment, which can change, which could be altered. Look at the world we live in. In every country, there's different levels of morality or immorality, what's considered okay, what's not considered okay, because it's all based on ruach shtus. It's all based on one's own foolish just thought process. So how do I do away with that? I need objectivity. I need the truth and the only truth, and that is Torah. And that's the Atze Shitim. That is B'chaper al Shtus. It reminds me that the Atze Shitim is Ait Chaim. He is Torah. And that Torah is the biggest yesod of my life. Atze is Milashon Eitzah. That's the biggest advice there is. The Eitzah is to be with the Eitz Chayim. He that does away Shittim. Shittim is also Gematria 359, which is Gematria Satan. That Eitzah, the Eitz, does away with the Satan. And that's our Avoida. The Avoida is to do away Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Yetzirah Tavlin. To recognize whenever I'm doing something that's Keneged Torah, I'm a fool. And not wanting to be a fool. So we open up the parasha and are reminded that we read about the Aron, we read about the Atashitim in the middle of the Aron. And are reminded that my life should be a life of Torah. A life of Eitz Chayim. And that Eitz Chayim will give me all the koich in the world to do away with all the shtus in this crazy world we live in. And live a life of clarity, a life of Kiner Mitzvah Torah Ar. And through that Torah will bring the ultimate clarity of Ayabayom Ahu Yashem Echad Shmoy Echad. With Bias Mashiach, with Gula Shlema, Bim Hera Bimeinu, have a Hail Yashavas Kodesh, a Gesunta Adar full of Simcha and full of Bracha.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos